Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Developing the crossings area along Highway 3 in Northfield's been a very long project with many setbacks. Now, with the Fairfield Inn rising quickly, more development has been in the works, but it fell apart last night. Chris Kennelly and Scott Kester of Rebound Development Partners went before the Planning Commission with their plan for a Starbucks drive-thru on the small, irregular-shaped lot on the corner at 2nd Street. With much vetting from city staff, the project came to the Planning Commission for 6 variances. Kennelly said they've been marketing this site, reaching out through multiple channels with some interest.
One was a sandwich shop to be on this corner that wanted a drive-thru. We had 3 coffee users come forward, and that's what we're talking about tonight, is one of those. And then we had also at a donut shop, and all of those all wanted a drive-thru.
They went through numerous iterations to create the design, spoke with condo owners and businesses there, including Brick Oven Bakery, who was not opposed to the project. Kennelly pointed out the design meets all the city's requirements for stormwater and green space, provides sidewalk connections and bike racks for users, and an outdoor patio. During open comment, the only person to speak against the project was Joan Spalding, owner of The Hideaway.
As a downtown coffee house owner, it is of great concern that the city is looking at adding an additional commercial multi-billion dollar franchise to directly compete against the local coffee houses.
There were 6 who spoke in favor of the project, including Rick Estenson, who noted that his bank, First National, has nothing to do with the project.
I think we have long been a community that needs to work on working with businesses to bring them to town. I look at the reasonableness of variances being asked here, and while at the same time a big proponent of the small businesses like Jones that exist here in this town, I think it's important for us to realize it takes all sorts of businesses to make this community work.
But in the end, it didn't matter. All members of the Planning Commission voted to deny the variances, expressing concerns over pedestrians, bicyclists, and the gateway. Member Will Schroer motioned for denial.
My read of the LDC and of the vision and of what we want our gateway to look like as a community that elected officials have spent a lot of time working on and discussing and ultimately adopting does use words like gateway and special and unique and not generic.
Chair Joe Gazier had issue with the drive-thru itself. A drive-thru coffee shop is going in where the new Farmers Bank is going at Highway 3 and Clinton Lane. That will be operated by Spalding's daughter, Sarah. Yet another downtown business is closing. High Noon Inc. will close its doors at the end of May. I spoke with owner Corey Erickson, who said that due to rising rental costs downtown and Corey's personal health issues, he's decided after 8 years to close shop. A talented artist, Erickson will focus on his illustration and graphic design. I also spoke with Mary Klausner this morning of Swag, who is in the process of closing. Her mom, Maxine, is ready to retire. Mary is excited for her next adventure. Klausner said 14 years of retail is a great run and their success at Swag is a great springboard for her next career. She's not sad about closing the store, but will miss the customers. The Defeat of Jesse James Days Committee awarded 2 $500 scholarships to Northfield High School seniors this week. Qualifications include post-secondary education, community involvement, and future education goals. Applicants provided letters of recommendation from an organization they volunteered for and from a school administrator, counselor, or teacher. They also wrote a brief essay on how the Defeat of Jesse James Day celebration has impacted our community and them specifically. The 2 recipients are Alexis Doherty and Jessica Lebensky. The dollars will be placed in a fund for specific educational uses next fall. And Prairie's Edge Humane Society is holding their annual dinner and auction tomorrow at the Northfield Ballroom after having to cancel last week due to the historic snowfall. Find out more at prairiesedgehs.org. News from around the state is next.